And now you can see, we've been talking about the rain, you can see visible drops falling on the court.
And so I see Brian Early stepping out again, as they will have to make that call eventually.
Brian Early's the tournament referee at the U.S. Open.
David Brewer, the tournament director, is also in the corner.
And Cedric Morier is coming out of his chair. He's the chair umpire.
Well, you have to check the lines, because that's usually what gets slippery first. And that becomes very dangerous for the players.
So now Nadal heading towards the net. There are visible raindrops on the court.
Yeah. Here comes Brian Early, the tournament referee.
This crowd's getting excited. And he just said to Andrea Seppi, we're going to close the roof.
And they have a radar, so they can tell if more rain is coming.
And you heard Early say to Nadal about 6 minutes. Now listen to this.
Let's time it.
But you can hear the crowd getting excited.
Well, this is historical.
Very. And there it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, due to the weather forecast, we're going to close the roof. This might take very few minutes. Thank you very much.
Cedric Morier making it.
How about six?
Lots of excitement. You can find something new in New York every day.
Look at this crowd. They're energized.
If you want something exciting here, just come watch a roof close in Queens.
Well, this is exciting. They were talking about this roof for many, many years.
And you can see the garage doors closing on the side. That's to enclose the entire stadium. Everybody in here, most of the people in here, have their phones up taking pictures of the roof closing. To be aware, where were you when the U.S. Open roof closed for the first time?
I'm going to turn mine on now.
So we are watching the roof close. In case you're wondering, we said this before, it's not like the other slams where it's a lengthy delay. It really only takes as long just to close the roof. You don't have to equalize the pressure. The garage doors have come down. So now the roof's sliding shut. So that means Nadal and Seppi have not gotten off their chairs. And as the roof continues to close, some history here at the U.S. Open. As for the first time, we've got indoor play at the fourth major. Don't have indoor play in Paris. You don't need to. You can play in a light rain on clay. This year, they actually had problems with the rain.
Lot of rain at the French Open this year. They really got behind in their play. Nadal smiling on the sidelines, jumping up and down, staying warm, staying loose.
He was jumping around, and Brian Early must have been saying something funny to him, because they both had smiles on their faces. Nadal stretching out on the chair umpire position.
He's probably telling him, hey, you're part of history here.
We are all part of history here at the U.S. Open. The roof closing for the first time. Years in the making, years of Monday finals, but this roof project has come together. It's complete, and now it is literally coming together over our heads in Arthur Ashe Stadium. The roof closing for the first time.
And this must be a proud moment for the USTA. They've done such a remarkable job around the grounds, not just with the roof, but the new addition of the grandstand, the new food court.
2 million pounds of retractable paneling over our heads right now in Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Quite remarkable.
So pretty cool stuff as the roof continues to close. Everybody's watching it.